The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. When Jesus washed the disciples' feet, he said to them, "Amen, amen, I say to you, no slave is greater than his master, nor any messenger greater than the one who sent him. If you understand this, blessed are you if you do it. I am not speaking of all of you. I know those whom I have chosen. But so that the scriptures might be fulfilled, the one who ate my food has raised his heel against me. From now on I am telling you before it happens, so that when it happens you may believe that I am. Amen, amen, I say to you, whoever receives the one I send receives me, and whoever receives me receives the one who sent me." The Gospel of the Lord. Just a quick introduction, if you don't know who I am. I'm Monsignor Charles Pope, and I'm the pastor of the next parish over at Holy Comforter on East Capitol Street. So I'm just filling in this afternoon for Father Bill. This gospel is basically a call to docility and obedience. The Lord is speaking to his disciples. The context is the Last Supper. He's just given them a difficult example that they are having trouble understanding. He, their teacher, has washed their feet. This is difficult for them to understand. The Lord simply says, "I want you to understand I'm teaching you this, and no servant or slave is greater than his master. No teacher or no student is greater than his teacher. Although you don't fully grasp what this is about, I want you to listen, to learn, to pay attention, and to follow what I, your teacher, have commanded you to do." Now, in our modern world, the word docility tends to be interpreted in a very negative way. We think of a docile person as someone who's a pushover, who is easily manipulated. But in the biblical world, and in the Latin language from which the word docile comes from, docile in Latin means to be teachable, to be able to be taught. The Lord says to his apostles, if you understand this, follow what I've taught you, you will be blessed. But I am not speaking of all of you. Remember, Judas was there. And the Lord was sober enough to know that not everyone will listen to him. Not everyone will follow him, and not everyone will receive the blessing of the teachings that he is giving. He therefore simply says, "I just want you to know that some of you will turn against me." In this case, he was referring to Judas. Now, for us who are here thousands of years later, what does a text like this teach us? Well, I simply want to say that many of us in this church follow the Lord wholeheartedly, and we are teachable. We may not live the Lord's commandments perfectly, but at least we recognize them for what they are, as true and as good and as right. And when we do come to understand that we have transgressed one of his teachings or laws, we repent. We strive to apply it. That is what the Lord is calling us to. But we also know that we are capable of being stubborn, stiff-necked. There is an attitude very common today, even among believers that I will do what I want to do, and I will decide if it's right or wrong. Well, you know, the Bible, it was written a long time ago, a different era, but I am among the enlightened today. And therefore, I will pick and choose what the Lord teaches as if I decide to accept it. And this, I would say to you, is a very dangerous attitude. The Lord warned, even there among his apostles, that there were some, in this case Judas, who would not make it, who would not listen, who would not be teachable. And then the Lord says this at the end of the gospel. Amen, I say to you, whoever receives the one I send receives me, and whoever receives me receives the one who sent me. Now, who has the Lord sent? It is his apostles and the successors to those apostles, the bishops. In effect, the Lord is teaching us that the church, in particular the bishops in union with the Pope, speak for him. And we are to receive and listen to the solemn teaching authority of the church as though we were listening to Christ himself. And in fact, we are, because the church is his body. And he says, if you receive the one I send, you're receiving me and the one who sent me, the Father. But if we do not receive or accept, who are we really rejecting? And that is Christ. Therefore, brothers and sisters, we're called to be teachable. There are many teachings of the church today which are right there in the scriptures and which are not popular. And people pick and choose and sniff at the church and dismiss it. But be careful. The Lord identifies himself with his church, with the ones whom he sends. We are called to be teachable. We may not always immediately understand every teaching, why it makes sense, how it fits in. But it's been my own experience that to the degree that I accepted the call to be teachable, that little by little, the Lord helped me to understand every one of his teachings. So that is the virtue then to strive for today. To be teachable, not stubborn, not stiff-necked. And to pray that if that is our struggle, that go away. And to also pray, because there are many today who simply are not teachable. And we hope and pray for the conversion of everyone to the truth which Jesus Christ reveals in his scripture and in the apostolic teaching of the church. Amen.